every day. 10,000 baby boomers are turning 65, and that's for the next 19 years. So get ready to explore topics like healthy aging, elder care, boomer and senior lifestyles, and more to keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. You're listening to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging, but not growing old. And without further ado, from the My Senior Neighborhood Studios, here's your host, Susa Wacky.
Good day, great day, and new day, Chicagoland, Wisconsin, Indiana, Michigan, and on the World Wide Web if you are streaming Aging Info Radio at 560WIND.com. You want to stay right here on AM 560 as my show today is a reality check that is showing up every day in the lives of baby boomers. Yes, we have 78 million baby boomers that are directly or indirectly going to be affected by caring for a disabled, ill, or elderly loved one at some point in their life. In fact, statistics today say that currently that one in every four households are a home with a family or professional caregiver. As I say, you are either a caregiver, you have been one, you know of one, or you will be one, or do what is needed and hire a professional, even if it's just to give you a break by hiring respite care. Well, we are all good at something, and when you're trying to be a professional caregiver, the business as usual in your life that you may know, many things may be falling through the cracks, and it really just doesn't work. Or you may be the heroic sibling that took on the task as a superhero, and a couple years of being a caregiver, you're stressed out, you're exhausted, and you're resentful, and you also realize that your own health is declining. Well, not all companies are alike, as we all know, and definitely not home care companies. With me today, I have two wonderful guests in studio with me. My guests are Tricia Minoni, founder and owner, and our registered nurse, and Angie Landmesser, director of business development with a wonderful company, Partners in Senior Care. And their mission is the quality delivery of care services to the senior population, and they definitely do that exceeding standards. Welcome, Tricia and Angie, to Aging Info Radio.
Hi, Sue. It's good to be here.
Hi. Thanks for having us.
Oh, well, thank you both for joining me. I love your company. I love what you do. And like I said, not all home companies are alike. And there's a big distinction in what you do. And you you do the geriatric care management along with home care. So, Tricia, I'd like for you to talk about who is a geriatric care manager.
Well, not everybody can be a geriatric care manager. A geriatric care manager is a professional, generally a nurse that's a registered nurse, social worker. They have special training in gerontology. And in addition to that, there are certification requirements, and they should be members of the National Association of Professional Geriatric Care Managers. And in order to be certified, not only do you need additional training, but you must have several years of experience underneath the supervision and mentoring of a professional geriatric care manager. So it's not something that people just go to school, get a degree, and start doing. There has to be both professional and life experiences built in to be able to do that professionally and do it well for others.
Now, how does a geriatric care manager benefit a senior that's asking for home care or in need of home care?
There are lots of benefits to a professional geriatric care manager. I always like to start with the fact that in some ways, no matter who we are and how old we are always 10 in our parents' minds. I am a professional geriatric care manager, and yet when my own mother aged, I hired someone else to be a professional geriatric care manager so I could be the daughter. And she listened a whole lot better to the person I hired, who worked for me, than to myself. Because, again, she knew all the things I had ever done wrong in my whole life. And so you'd never quite grow up with your parents. But some of the other benefits that geriatric care management, not only do your parents listen better because it is a professional, but oftentimes seniors live at a distance from their adult children. So their children are at a distance. Their adult children are professionals and can't just take off at the drop of the hat to be able to provide the care that they need. The other thing, a care manager is able to cut through all the details. If you're looking for long-term care placement, caregivers, we can do in 2 hours what it's going to take a family several months to do because we've already done our research. We already have the contacts in the professional organizations to go and make good decisions and give people good options.
Now, is that why, like a family, or you would recommend as if you start working with a family or any family looking for home care, that they really should hire a home care company that has geriatric care managers, or that's why they would use them, because it would move the whole situation forward faster?
It moves it more professionally. There are two different services we offer. One is geriatric care management, and that's a terrific benefit for people making decisions. And some people only receive geriatric care management services. And then we're going to talk a little bit later on, I hope, about private duty care. And then we have clients that receive both private duty care and geriatric care management. I think that geriatric care management helps people make good decisions. Geriatric care managers can put together a comprehensive aging plan that may or may not be immediately implemented. We look at it as a roadmap for aging, and the care manager is the navigator. So we know that there are certain roadblocks that might come up or usually come up. And so we help the family and the senior make good choices. If you're going to need skilled rehab, here are three skilled rehabs. Which one do you prefer? Let's decide on that before you need it.
Yeah.
Proactive. Be very proactive. Anticipate the detours. The advantage of having an agency with both services is that the geriatric care manager can step in for families at a distance, or if additional professional services are needed, the geriatric care manager is there. It just puts more expertise at the family's fingertips.
So it navigates them right down the journey a lot easier. Now, Angie, how do what are some of the signs that you feel a senior needs help today or assistance with home care?
There are a few few warning signs families should look for. One being, has their eating habits changed? And sometimes we have to be detectives and snoop around. Let's look in the fridge, see what the food looks like. Have they been eating it? Is it expired? Also, have they been neglecting their hygiene habits? Are they not changing their clothes? Are their clothes dirty? And sometimes we don't need to jump to the conclusion that, oh my gosh, mom has dementia. She needs to go into a home. Sometimes it's just a little thing they need help with. They can't get down the stairs to do the laundry anymore, or they're having a hard time getting in and out of the bathtub. And that's why they're hesitant to do the wash or to take the bath. And so so it's tough to have those conversations with your parents, but you kind of have to ask, are you having a hard time, Mom, with the bathing? Is there something we can do to make things easier? And that's where a home care agency can step in.
Yeah, I always wonder if the younger generations will just automatically speak up and say, hey, I need help, because we've all lived through different decades, because a lot of the people needing care are from the greatest generation. And those are the people that were very strong-willed. So it's probably somewhat tough to admit that they actually need any type of help. Now, Tricia, how does somebody find a care manager or a family find one?
Families can find it. There is a professional organization, the National Association of Professional Geriatric Care Managers, and that website is www.caremanager.org. Care managers also can be found through the Area Agency on Aging. Many of the religious organizations have care managers available, Catholic Charities, Council on Jewish Elderly and Lutheran Social Services. Those services, again, there is a waiting time when you use the Area Agency on Aging as well as the religious organizations, often a six-month waiting time. So if you're in a crisis, I would suggest you go through the National Association and look for a care manager there.
Absolutely. And once again, I'm here with Tricia Minoni and Angie Landmesser from Partners in Senior Care. Their website is partnersinseniorcare.com. And you don't want to go away. This is Aging Info Radio on AM 560 WIND. Tricia's going to talk about a key to successful aging coming up next. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the groundbreaking of a new and exciting virtual web-based community called My Senior Neighborhood. The neighborhood will consist of businesses and professional services that specialize in working with seniors, baby boomers, and their families. At MySeniorNeighborhood.com, visitors can quickly find a needed resource. If you are a business or a professional that would like to be a providing member of the neighborhood, go to MySeniorNeighborhood.com. That's MySeniorNeighborhood.com. Or call 847-466-1700.
I have an important business trip coming up. I used to worry about Mom every time I went. I'm proud of her independence, but I worry about her safety and well-being when I'm not around. Not anymore. I called Partners in Senior Care. Their team of compassionate geriatric care managers specialize in helping seniors and their families navigate the aging journey. Call Partners in Senior Care. They can help you too. 847-548-1330. 847-548-1330. Or visit them on the web at partnersinseniorcare.com.
BodyLogic MD comprises the nation's largest national network of highly trained physicians specializing in bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. BodyLogic MD has been featured on Oprah.com and in Suzanne Summers' books, Knockout, Interviews with Doctors Who Are Curing Cancer, and Breakthrough, 8 Steps to Wellness. And her book, Ageless, The Naked Truth About Bioidentical Hormones, dedicates an entire chapter to BodyLogic MD. Find a location near you at BodyLogicMD.com. BodyLogicMD.com.
Heritage Woods of Gurnee is an affordable assisted lifestyle community for seniors 65 and over who cannot live alone at home anymore. Understanding the affordability and differences of Heritage Woods is the key. They differ from assisted living communities because of the financial program, which includes Medicaid and allows many people the opportunity to stay for as long as they want. For more information on how you can afford an assisted lifestyle, call 847-623-6300. 847-623-6300.
And now, back to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old.
Welcome back to Aging Info Radio. I'm here with a wonderful company, Partners in Senior Care. Their website is partnersinseniorcare.com. Their phone number is 847-548-1330. I'm with Tricia Minoni and Angie Landmesser. And Tricia, you have been a care manager almost 20 years. What is the key, do you feel, to successful aging?
Well, there's been a wonderful study done. It's the MacArthur Study on Aging. And successful aging is a whole lot simpler than we think. And those of us that are in the boomer years should be looking at that so that we can successfully age maybe better than some of our parents have. And the key to successful aging is threefold. One is to manage your disease or your disease process, because the big transition or the big change in aging is we have cured the diseases, so now we must care for people with disease. We've cured heart disease in as much as we can manage it with medication. People aren't dying at 50 with heart attacks. Mm-hmm. They're having heart surgery, they're going on medication, and they're living into their 80s and 90s. People don't die from diabetes. We manage it.
Mm-hmm.
So we're managing the disease process. The key is to maintain a healthy situation, and the three ways to do it, which, Sue, it's as simple as eating ice cream. It's lose weight, exercise, manage your disease process. If you lose weight and exercise, your arthritis isn't as bad on your joints, your diabetes is under control, your blood pressure is going to go down, so your heart disease is not going to be as life-threatening as it has been. So three things, you know, lose weight, exercise, quit smoking.
You know, it's so interesting that you say that, because I've done a number of shows and talked to so many people in health-related businesses, and the common denominator is keep moving and stay active.
I mean, that's really mind and body.
Absolutely both. Mm-hmm. Do crossword puzzles, right? Also keep your mind going.
Neuroplasticity is what it's called.
Oh, really? Yep. Now, I heard you won an award. What is the award?
We were very honored in May and received the Platinum Award from Dorlin Health, and which is a national recognition, and they have 22 different categories for geriatric care management or care management. And we won in the wellness category. And what we had done, you've heard, we managed the wellness program in a senior living community, and we were able to do what we call wellness coaching, or our navigator program to successful aging. We worked with people, helped them put together a plan to successfully age. That might be exercising more, changing their diet, etc. The other part of the program is that we manage their transition of care if they were hospitalized. You're hearing a lot in the news now that Medicare will not pay for rehospitalizations within 30 days. Mm-hmm. I'm proud to say that we had no rehospitalizations for the clients that we manage their transition of care. So none of them were rehospitalized in 30 days. That saved them going back to the hospital. More importantly for us as a country, it saved Medicare dollars, and we need to all be concerned about that. So managing the transition of care, having a coach to help people age well, the four reasons that people are readmitted to the hospital in 30 days, failure to take their medications the way they're supposed to, failure to change their lifestyle, failure to follow up and make and keep their appointment with their doctor, and failure of communication within the healthcare community. All four of those are addressed by a geriatric care manager acting as a navigator or transition coach, eliminates readmission. So we've taken that, what we learned by working in a senior living community, put together a program that we're working with other hospitals to transition the frail elderly, people over 75, 80 years old that have multiple diagnoses, mm-hmm. and help them to transition back home by having a geriatric care manager act as their coach, putting in private duty care, not lots of it, about 4 hours a day, to help them transition back home and get to an optimal level of wellness.
And stay out of the hospital within those 30 days or permanently. Absolutely. I mean, that's one thing, too, because I do believe that when people are readmitted over and over and over again, their health continues to decline.
For those over 85 years of age, if they are admitted three times in 1 year, 50% will be dead at the end of the year. That's a scary statistic.
Now, why does that, what raises that statistic so high? Just going back,
the stress of it. And it, because they come down both physically and mentally. There's been a recent study Rush University here in Chicago did, and the cognitive decline when seniors are hospitalized is equivalent to 10 years of aging. So a 75-year-old hospitalized, the end of the hospitalization is at a cognitive level of an 85-year-old. That's a huge drop. Now, people come back, mm-hmm. but if you keep going back and forth to the hospital, you keep going down.
Yeah, they say if you can get to the hospital today, the chances of extending your life are great. And if you can stay out of the hospital after that, the chances of extending your life are even greater, correct?
Exactly.
Now,
exactly.
Back to some of the home care. When do you feel, Angie, when do you feel it is necessary, say a senior is living alone and they think, you know, we talked about a little bit about when families, you know, look for the signs. When is it necessary for seniors to say, you know what, I really do need to hire someone to help me? What do you see here?
Well, again, going back to the warning signs, if you feel your loved one isn't eating well or are having problems with bathing, sometimes it's just a few days a week can be make a really big difference. Again, we talked about preventing the hospitalizations. If we know our seniors are eating well and they're drinking their water, taking their medications properly, and a caregiver can remind you to do that, and a benefit of our agency is we have nurses that supervise and they're setting up the medication planners. And they're making sure that there aren't any, they're doing the reconciliation post-hospitalization. They're making sure that they're taking the right meds at the right times with the right meals. And that can go a long way. And so it doesn't have to be a live-in caregiver or a 24/7 caregiver. Just 4 hours a day can really make a difference in maintaining a senior's independence. Sometimes seniors feel that if they have a caregiver, they're losing their independence, when actually you're going to be gaining some independence because you don't have to worry about some of those things.
Absolutely. I mean, it definitely, you know, a helping hand kind of goes back in time, but I mean, it's so beneficial for somebody to be there to just help you along a little bit. Mm-hmm. You don't have to give up all your independence. Now, I always hear people say, you know what, I want to stay in my home. I will always stay in my home. Tricia, you're an expert here. Both of you are experts. But Tricia, in this area, is it realistic that people can age in their homes?
Absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, only 5% of seniors are in nursing homes.
Only 5%?
Only 5%. And that is always the greatest concern. And as Angie said, as little as 4 hours a day can make the greatest difference in providing the support that people need. That gives you bath assistance, someone to do your grocery shopping, run your errands, make a hot meal every day. Granted, you probably go back to your hot meal at lunch like we used to 50, mm-hmm. 100 years ago, and then leave a sandwich in the refrigerator for dinner, getting the wash done. So, yes, it is absolutely. There's a lot of technology available, too, to help people stay independent.
Absolutely. Like, I'd love to have another show on that whole area because, I mean, technology has really moved us forward. Even video cams where adult children can know that or get signals to know that their aging loved ones are out of bed and they're functioning or... I even saw something really interesting in the area of technology, a pad that you step on that's being built in homes to give you all your vitals. Well, once again, I'm here with Partners in Senior Care. Their website is partnersinseniorcare.com. Don't go away. We're going to have a conversation about convincing a parent that they do need help. This is Aging Info Radio, and we want to stay right here on AM 560. We'll be right back.
You promise yourself you'll take care of your painful, swollen legs. You'll feel great again and get your life back. Call USA Vein Clinics and find out about a non-surgical, virtually painless laser procedure called EVLT that takes less than 15 minutes and is covered by Medicare. At USA Vein Clinics, thousands have overcome leg pain, burning, itching, swelling, and cramps. With leg vein problems, serious complications can occur, so don't wait. Call USA Vein Clinics now, day or night, at 773-303-1012.
Mom's Alzheimer's is getting worse. She's having more bad days now. I lay awake at night worried the phone will ring. Is she wandering again? I feel so guilty for not being there with her more, but I've got my kids and my work. If we have to pay for full-time care, it'll wipe us out.
You need answers about Alzheimer's, resources, financial guidance, and compassion.
I'm overwhelmed. I just don't know what to do.
Reach out to Law Elder Law. We're a compassionate law group that can help you cope with Alzheimer's. We have a vast library of resources and a long list of contacts. We can help you preserve your family's financial resources so you can provide the best possible care for your loved one. Call for your personalized family strategy session and caregiver blueprint at 855-ELDER-LAW. Rick Law and his compassionate team at Law Elder Law can help you preserve your stability and dignity. Call 855-ELDER-LAW, 855-ELDER-LAW.
Do you know a senior who is in crisis? Are you worried about their safety or quality of life? You now have someone to call, ElderWorks. ElderWorks free service helps seniors and their families find senior housing, home care, and support services throughout Illinois. ElderWorks helps you figure out all the options based on your loved one's needs. They understand your situation and can help. Call 847-462-0885 or visit ElderWorks.com. That's works with an E.
I'll never forget that moment.
Never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
It started with a phone call.
I got the text when I was at work.
My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard. This was it, the real deal.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires, how they were getting dangerously close to homes.
It was amazing to be a part of this massive operation. Helicopters were going out with huge buckets to drop water on the fires.
Some of the guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
We went out in Humvees to help with the evacuations.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com. Discover what it means to be a citizen soldier, to serve locally as well as globally. Look into the benefits, including career skills and money for college. Take a moment. Go to NationalGuard.com today.
Sponsored by the Illinois National Guard. Aired by the Illinois Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of people too.
You are listening to Aging Info Radio with your host, Sue Zawacki.
Chicago is.
And For My Sue Says Today, sponsored by Senior News 50 and Better, you can always turn difficulties into opportunities. I'm here with Tricia Minoni and Angie Landmesser from Partners in Senior Care. And before we went to break, we were going to talk about how we, as boomer children, convince our parents to accept home care help. And I think I'll turn to Angie for this one, or would Tricia rather? Who would like to answer it?
Tricia is without a doubt the expert on that.
All right, Tricia.
Well, I think obviously there are some parents you'll never convince. But most of us have really good relationships with our parents. And those adult children that want to help their parents help them because they help them. And so adult children need to approach it from that way. Mom, you were always there for me. I think of the Olympics with their celebrating mom on all their commercials this week. And it is really important to celebrate mom and celebrate dad. And so we're giving back to them. Mom, you always drove me to all my practices. Now it's my time to drive you to the doctor. Mom, when I had a baby, you came in and helped me. You need a little help now, so it's my time to help you. Now, when you're talking about putting in paid services, often the reason adult daughters, and it's usually the adult daughter or daughter-in-law providing the care, Mom, I'd love to be there for you the way you were there for Grandma. But you know, you and Dad gave me this great education, and I'm a professional. And I, much as I want to take off time from work, I can't. But I can afford to put this caregiver in place. Or you can gift the support. I know as my mother had some financial issues, my brother paid for her car insurance. And she said, but it's so much money. He goes, Yeah, but I cost you a lot of money when I was a teenager. So you give back what you were given. And so parents, with a little coaching, see that you're there to support them in the same way they supported you.
The give and receive.
Absolutely.
Right? You can't be a giver unless you're a good receiver, too. Now, Angie, what should a family look for when hiring a caregiver?
Well, it's important that a family looks to hire from an agency. And many times there's all sorts of resources online, and people download a set of questions. Typically, it's on the NPDA, which is the National Private Duty Association website. And they start with questions like, is the home care agency licensed? Do they employ their caregivers? Ask the agency if they pay workman's comp, who supervises. Well, I encourage seniors and their families to dig a little deeper, become an investigator, and ask some follow-up questions. Because by law, all agencies in Illinois have to be licensed by the Illinois Department of Public Health. And you're either licensed as a full-service agency who employs their caregivers, or you're licensed as a placement agency. So the question not to ask is, are you licensed? Because you should ask for a copy of the license, but also ask, what type of license do you have? Are you a placement agency or a home service, full-service agency? Questions about workman's comp and Social Security. Again, by law, we all have to cover that if we employ our caregivers. So the other question is, well, what other benefits do you provide your caregivers? Partners in Senior Care provides vacation benefits, and health. We offer health insurance for our caregivers. So we have a great caregiver retention because of that. Our caregiver retention is at 79%. And the industry standard is 40%.
Oh, I know that.
So our caregivers stay
low.
With us. The other question people always ask, do you do criminal background checks and reference checks? Well, that again, that's required by law, all healthcare workers. So I encourage family members to ask, well, how do you screen and train your caregivers?
Mm-hmm.
Partners in Senior Care takes the role of the home caregiver very seriously, and families entrust us to send a good quality caregiver. So it's our responsibility to make sure that we have well-qualified trained caregivers. They go through an in-depth screening process even prior to ever even being invited to orientation or sending an application even. And we check references, we check for a history of care. They go through an orientation, which is hands-on, and they're supervised by a healthcare professional. It's not just somebody who opened the agency. Partners in Senior Care's caregivers have training by nurses and professional geriatric care managers, and that's far exceeding any standards that IDPH sets forth.
Absolutely. I mean, in the industry, there's such a high turnover. Knowing this about Partners in Senior Care, your retention of the caregivers that go into the homes, this is huge, where people don't really realize that the turnover is at 40%. I mean 40% retention,
right,
in most companies. Once again, this is Aging Info Radio, and I'm here with Tricia Minoni and Angie Landmesser with Partners in Senior Care. And don't go away. When we get back, we're going to find out more of why you don't want to just hire somebody down the street. This is Aging Info Radio. We'll be right back.
Are you part of the sandwich generation and currently feeling a little grilled and fried? Call family-owned Partners in Senior Care, and we can help you get your life back. Our geriatric care managers specialize in helping seniors and their families navigate the aging journey. Let our family take care of your family. Partners in Senior Care. Call us anytime at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330, or visit us on the web at partnersinseniorcare.com.
Needing long-term care is a reality of life, and long-term care insurance helps preserve assets and provides peace of mind. LTCI pays for home care, assisted living, and nursing facilities. 3 out of 4 people over 65 will need long-term care, costing $80,000 annually. Mega LTC are specialists when it comes to long-term care insurance.
For more information, call Peter or Bryan at MAGA Long-Term Care, 800-533-6242, or visit MAGALTC.com.
Hi, this is Susa Wacky, host of Aging Info Radio. My retirement account kept getting smaller, being tied to our volatile market, until I met John O'Connor. I attended an O'Connor & Associates workshop, How to Not Outlive My Retirement, and he switched my account to a fixed rate for growth. Best of all, my IRA will continue to grow well into my retirement years when I need it most. Call O'Connor & Associates at 847-274-2681 or visit O'ConnorAndAssociates.biz.
A recent study found that the number one reason for people 50 years and older to lose their ability to perform everyday physical activities and enjoy life as they should is spinal disorders. Don't lose your mobility. Stay young your first 100 years. With help from the doctors at Illinois Spinal Care of Elmhurst. Illinois Spinal Care is your choice for state-of-the-art corrective chiropractic care in a patient-friendly environment. Call 630-617-9790 or visit IllinoisSpinalCare.com.
And now, back to Aging Info Radio. For boomers and seniors aging but not growing old, you're listening to Aging Info Radio with your host, Susa Wacky.
We have so much valuable information here today about home care and hiring home care. And I'm here with Tricia Minoni and Angie Landmesser with Partners in Senior Care. Their website is partnersinseniorcare.com. Their phone number is 847-548-1330. And Angie, a lot of people think it's okay to hire the person down the street. Give me your point of view on this.
I would definitely recommend against that. That is not the best way. If you want peace of mind for your loved one, you need to hire from an agency who employs their caregivers. Because if you think of, you know, not even going into all those horror stories we hear in the news about seniors being taken advantage of, whether financially or physically, it's important to think about what happens if the caregiver's sick and they have to, if they can't go into work today, and who's going to be their backup, or what is their training. And so going with Partners in Senior Care, we answer our phone 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and it is a live person answering the phone and someone from the office. We don't use an answering service. We don't use a paging system. And so if a caregiver's sick, they call us and we guarantee coverage, and we bring a different caregiver in who is familiar with the case. And because there is a plan of care at the house that is written by a professional care manager, they know what to do, and they know the client's likes and dislikes.
There's also a great liability that I don't think people realize, bringing somebody into your home that is not that the company's
right.
not insured and bonded.
Right. You have workman's compensation if you go with Partners in Senior Care. You have coverage for the liability. Your homeowner's insurance does not cover a caregiver. If you were to have a caregiver take care of a loved one in the home, you would need to get an additional rider on your homeowner's insurance. And that's a huge risk to take. And what if they slip and fall, and then your loved one's at risk for a lawsuit?
Yeah, it's just better. Just call Partners in Senior Care at 847-548-1330. Now, as far as the fees, a lot of people say, you know, I've got to care for my aging or disabled loved one or ill loved one. We don't have the income to do this. So what are fees here? And you guys do the geriatric care management, but you also provide just home care. So what's a bottom or today's market value or price for that?
We don't have a fee for our initial assessment. We will go out and we will meet with a family, senior and their family, anywhere from an hour to 2 hours, do a general assessment in terms of what their needs are, explain the services that we can provide. If it is very obvious that there is some underlying financial issues, we will point them in terms of those services that are Medicaid, supplemented by the government, or might be available to them. We're extremely honest with people. If you have limited assets, to maybe look at supportive living as opposed to using up all of your assets for home care and then not being able to get into a good nursing home. So there is no fee for the initial. Caregivers in the area, in the Chicagoland area, run between $20 and $25 through an agency.
Per hour.
Per hour. We're in that ballpark. Geriatric care management nationally runs anywhere from $100 to $200. We're at the low end of that.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we have various levels of interaction and geriatric care management, from just an initial assessment and plan of care that the family then runs with and does themselves, and we've pointed them in the direction. Sometimes we're only there for crisis intervention if a family goes out of town. We're their backup. And in other cases, we have families that live at a distance. For instance, we have a family in Europe. We had one that lived in Hong Kong. We are their total support for their senior because you have time differences, inability for nursing homes to contact them, et cetera. So based on the level of support, there's a different fee.
Now, will Medicare pay for any of the geriatric care management side?
I wish they would, but they don't. However, if in terms of what it costs employed adult children to take off work, it generally pays for itself.
Interesting. Oh, absolutely. I mean, just the peace of mind knowing that they're being taken care of. Now, I source some of the best companies, if not the best, in the Chicagoland area. And I really want you to let our listeners know what makes Partners in Senior Care distinctively different, Tricia.
I think our biggest thing is we are family-owned. I own Partners in Senior Care with my three adult daughters. We have family values, and it is always our family taking care of your family. That's led to a greater than 98% client satisfaction. We're available 24/7 with a person, generally a member of our family. We care for our caregivers so that they can care for our clients. And she told you about our 79% retention. And you know, Sue, I wear my mother's wedding ring on my hand. And every time I look at it, it reminds me that even though I've cared for 1,000 parents, you and I each have only one. And I'm going to care for your one parent the same way I cared for my mom and dad.
Oh, Tricia. Well, you definitely made a point there with the care of the caregiver, because there's a direct correlation with care of the people you're caring for, as long as those caregivers are taken well care of. Well, this is Aging Info Radio. Don't go away. We've got a couple words of wisdom from Tricia and Angie when we get back. And stay right here on AM 560.
BodyLogic MD comprises the nation's largest national network of highly trained physicians specializing in bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. BodyLogic MD has been featured on Oprah.com and in Suzanne Summers' books, Knockout, Interviews with Doctors Who Are Curing Cancer, and Breakthrough, 8 Steps to Wellness. And her book, Ageless, The Naked Truth About Bioidentical Hormones, dedicates an entire chapter to BodyLogic MD. Find a location near you at BodyLogicMD.com. BodyLogicMD.com.
You promise yourself you'll take care of your painful, swollen legs. You'll feel great again and get your life back. Call USA Vein Clinics and find out about a non-surgical, virtually painless laser procedure called EVLT that takes less than 15 minutes and is covered by Medicare. At USA Vein Clinics, thousands have overcome leg pain, burning, itching, swelling, and cramps. With leg vein problems, serious complications can occur, so don't wait. Call USA Vein Clinics now, day or night, at 773-303-1012.
Heritage Woods of Gurnee is an affordable assisted lifestyle community for seniors 65 and over who cannot live alone at home anymore. Understanding the affordability and differences of Heritage Woods is the key. They differ from assisted living communities because of the financial program, which includes Medicaid and allows many people the opportunity to stay for as long as they want. For more information on how you can afford an assisted lifestyle, call 847-623-6300, 847-623-6300.
Welcome to the groundbreaking of a new and exciting virtual web-based community called My Senior Neighborhood. The neighborhood will consist of businesses and professional services that specialize in working with seniors, baby boomers, and their families. At MySeniorNeighborhood.com, visitors can quickly find a needed resource. If you are a business or a professional that would like to be a providing member of the neighborhood, go to MySeniorNeighborhood.com. That's MySeniorNeighborhood.com. Or call 847-466-1700.
Sue says, never stop learning. It brings life to your life. And now, back to Aging Info Radio.
Yes, I'm here with Trish and Angie from Partners in Senior Care and wrapping up today's show today. Thank you both. You're both a world of information. And Trish, I would like your three words of wisdom for the day.
My three words of wisdom. When in doubt, you need to hire a professional geriatric care management.
Professional geriatric management. There you go, Angie, and yours?
Hire home care.
There you go. Well, thank you both so much. And their phone number, once again, is 847-548-1330. And don't forget, save the date of August 21st and 22nd for the 17th Annual Senior Lifestyle Expo at Drury Lane Theater in Oakbrook Terrace. And Senior Idol, that's right, it's Senior Idol, just like American Idol, but for seniors, it's a hoot, and it's every year, and the talent will amaze you. All details are available at SeniorLifestyleExpo.org or on our events page at AgingInfoRadio.com. And I have two words about long-term care insurance, and that is get it. I have the best resource in the Chicagoland area. That's MAGA LTC, and their website is MAGALTC.com or call 800-533-6242. And really, this company has been providing long-term care insurance planning for 38 years in the Chicagoland area. They do not diversify. This is the only thing they do, which makes them very good at what they do. And once again, their number is 800-533-6242. And it's a no Daisy May day today. My pooch is at home, and my paws pooch of the week is Sheldon. And Sheldon is an 8-month-old male golden lab. He is mighty handsome. Call Paw Chicago at 773-935-7296 or go to pawschicago.org. And, of course, Sheldon is waiting with his paws crossed for you to call. Paws at 773-935-7296, and he will keep you young and active. What a beautiful dog. Well, you can go to AgingInfoRadio.com if you missed any part of our show today. It will be up on podcast shortly after we air with pictures of our guest and a blog. And if you're driving down the road and you've been listening to this show and you've heard commercials on it, these are my sponsors. They're all listed at AgingInfoRadio.com. They have their own page. You can play their commercial again and get in touch with them. They're highly credible sponsors in the Chicagoland area. And also, our guests are now listed through September. And I'd like to thank my guest today once again. I can't say enough about Partners in Senior Care. One of the things that really drew me to this company is the fact that they retain their caregivers as employees, and they said 79%. Retention. That is huge in the industry that I'm in, and there's a high turnover in the job because it is a very difficult job. And once again, their phone number, Partners in Senior Care, is 847-548-1330. And I would also like to thank all my listeners out there, my sponsors, Debbie, my awesome technical programmer, and of course, AM560 WIND. I am Susan Wacky, your host, and I will be back next Saturday. And this is my message to you. On an American goodbye note, I believe it is all of our responsibility to take care of our seniors, many of whom are the foundation of our country, and may their strength and dedication be passed on for generations to come.
My My Senior Neighborhood was proud to bring you Aging Info Radio. For boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. Be sure to catch them again next Saturday as they continue conversations that will keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. Right here on AM 560 WIND.